afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
To be honest, I sat down yesterday on Sunday to record this podcast, and I just wasn't feeling it. I sat at my laptop in front of the microphone for maybe about 10 minutes, sitting there thinking, and I just wasn't in the mood. And I knew I wouldn't be able to deliver a great podcast. Not that you probably would have been able to tell the difference, but I would have. Given that, like myself, we really all are our own worst critic. Sometimes we see the flaws in things that others don't. And maybe that's a reminder that if we think that we see flaws in ourselves, that's not always the case. It's not what other people see, even if that may be the lie that we are sometimes telling ourselves. What I really want to talk about this week is the topic of relationships. And this could be any relationship in your life. It could be a romantic relationship, or it could be platonic. It could be a relationship with your family, with your friends, with someone you love, with your animal, anyone. And you might be thinking to yourself, Trent, okay, where did this week's topic come from? And let me tell you, it actually came a couple of weeks ago now. I had attended a talk on someone I know had given a talk on a dive trip that they had went on earlier this year. And I had actually had it in my calendar, and thank goodness, because as I get older, or as time goes on, if it's not in my calendar, then it's not real. If it's not in my calendar, there's a very good chance I'm going to forget about it. And so I saw this pop up on my calendar, a reminder that this was going to be at the library. And as the day came, as the time got closer to the presentation time, I mean, it didn't start until 7:30 at night. Maybe it was 6:30. It was 6:30. But either way, it's kind of late. Especially when you think it's going to be an hour and you get there and they say, okay, you have an hour and a half. 6:30 to 8. But you know what? I remember texting my wife saying, you know, I really don't want to go. I just wasn't in the mood to go. It's not that I didn't want to go hear what had to be said about the diving trip, because that's why I put it in. It was going to be interesting to me. But even though I wasn't in the mood to go, I remember texting my wife saying, I don't want to go, but I'm going to, because if it was me giving a presentation, I know that I would want people to show up and support me. And so I felt like, even though this is someone that we don't talk every day, it's not I wouldn't call them like a close friend. I did golf with this person over the summer in a golf league and everything. This older gentleman but to me, just the fact of being there to support was important, because like I said, if I was giving a presentation or doing something, I would want people to come support me. And I know that it meant a lot to that person that I showed up, because they, when I got there, they said hello, they asked where Leanne was. At the end of the presentation, I didn't have a chance to go up and say anything. And I remember getting an email as well as a personal message back thanking me for attending and for really going. And they had even said, you know, sometimes when you do those types of things, it's not, the question isn't whether or not it's going to go well. The question is, and he kind of addressed this even during the presentation at the very beginning, more so the question becomes, is anyone going to show up? And so you might be thinking to yourself, cool, how does that apply to my life? How does it affect me? And while that story in particular might not affect you, the message does. Ask yourself the same. If you were giving a presentation, or if there was something you were passionate about that relied on other people attending, wouldn't you want people there? Wouldn't you want to show that same support? Because we all want that, right? We all want to feel supported. We all want to feel like we matter, we're valued, we're loved, we mean something to someone. People care about us. And the best way that we can show that ourselves is by showing up, by being there. And it doesn't always have to be, when I say being there, it doesn't always have to be in person. It doesn't have to be physically present. Being there could be something as simple as texting someone and saying, hey, I'm here if you want to talk. Hey, I saw that you posted online that you're having a really shitty day. Hope things turn around for you. Let me know if there's anything I can do. You can be there for someone or support someone in more ways than just showing up to a presentation. But without relationships in life, what is it? We would be lonely. We would be sad. There would be no one around us. So it's important to maintain those relationships, to keep those intact. I know that's something that a lot of people have always been envious of for me, that I have been, and people have told me, like, wow, you're really good at networking, or you're really good at maintaining those relationships. And it's just something that has always come naturally for me. But it doesn't have to be hard for you. It doesn't have to be something that you overthink. You've heard the saying, it's the small things. It really is. It's also just being a human. Just being kind. And that will take you as far as you need to go. Have a great week, everyone.